Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
I want to read some scriptures as we get ready to give so our hearts can be prepared and aligned with what is going to happen today. What we are going to experience is an act of grace. We've experienced this through the years. And as I think about it and we prepare to give, I think of the Apostle Paul. He was a generous man and he was encouraging generosity. And on his final visit to a place called Ephesus, and we have the book of Ephesians, he was sharing with the elders something special with them, his final remarks. And here's what the Apostle Paul says to them in Acts 20. He says, "You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions." Paul worked hard. He did work hard to make sure he had his needs met, but also the needs of his colleagues that he was doing ministry with. You work hard, I know, and every time God provides, it's to meet your needs and your family needs and even needs for your friends. But Paul carries on and he says, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak." In other words, go beyond your circle of friends and family. Think about those who don't have much. The weak, so we can reach them. That's what the miracle offering is about. It's about going beyond. It's a missional offering. Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself, what he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." More blessed to give than to receive. You know, giving our miracle missions offering is counter-natural. Naturally, we like to receive. Naturally, we are selfish. When Jesus says it's more blessed to give, we know that that is the attitude of the redeemed. Where God has transformed something in our lives that money doesn't become our God. God Almighty, the Creator, is our God. And so money becomes something we use to advance God's kingdom. It's more blessed to give than to receive. This is a truth even sociologically. People in the psychology and the social world say that there is something that happens to us as humans when we are generous. There's just something that happens in us. Now, there is something supernatural that happens when we are extra generous to advance God's kingdom. God responds in a mighty way when we do that. And he's going to do that today. I think of the story in the Old Testament where Solomon had built the temple. And I mean, it was a magnificent temple. David had dreamt it. Solomon built it. And when the temple was complete, the children of Israel gave a big offering to God. And Solomon himself gave a very generous offering. And here's what happened. God responded. His presence filled the temple, and the Bible says even the priests could not stay standing. They fell down under the weight of his glory. That's one of the few portions in the Bible where God's glory is so rich that the people couldn't stand and they fell down in there. That's amazing. God responds to extravagant generosity. And that's where God then speaks to Solomon and the people of Israel. And he says to them, whenever the nation faces a crisis, a calamity, whenever locusts invade and the weather isn't good, God said, in this place, my eyes will always be there. My ears will be attentive. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and purpose to seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God will hear from heaven and he will heal the land. We like to go to that part of prayer, but that was a response to generosity. And today, When we have given our miracle offering, you know what we're going to experience here? An open heaven. You know what we're going to experience here? The tangible presence of God. We are going to experience God. We've seen it for 12 years. And we're going to experience it today. So if you're in the miracle offering for the first time, you are going to be amazed. Those watching online, it's going to be the same for you. You are going to experience the tangible presence of God. And King Solomon learned something about generosity. He was a very wise man, and he was a student of life, and he wrote incredible things about what he learned in life. And in the book of Proverbs, here's something Solomon talks about when it comes to generosity. Proverbs 11, 24 to 26. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. He observed that. He knew that. You see, in the world, they think that the more you give, the less you have. In God's kingdom, the more you give, the more you have. Because God also says, I can trust you with more. That's why the world of the generous gets larger and larger. God continues to increase you so you can be generous all the time. Solomon saw that as a king. In his kingdom, he saw those that were generous. He saw them growing, even more generous, and God blessing them more. But he also saw the opposite. He said, the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. Now, stingy in Luganda is mukono gam. You know mukono gam? Now, for those who don't understand, mukono gam is hands that have glue. They can never release anything. And not only do they have glue on them, whatever comes to them, they hold on to, they squeeze tight whatever comes to them. Some people are so stingy. You know our rolling crane? The rolling crane has a crane on it. They are so stingy that they strangle that crane. They hold on to that thing so hard. I feel sorry for the mountain gorilla on a 50,000 shilling note. Some people squash that gorilla so hard, they even hide it in their shoes. They don't want to give anybody. And this is what Solomon says, that the world of the stingy gets small and small. Here's what I know about you. You don't want your world to get smaller. You want your world to get larger so you can be a blessing. That's what miracle offering is about. We want to bless more and more. And then he continues and he says, the one who blesses others is abundantly blessed, and those who help others are helped. That's what the Bible says. Now, as we give today, we have some things that we want to see God do through our miracle offering. Every time we give, as Watoto family, in our miracle offering, we always want to be a blessing to others. And we're going to do that. We want to give to other ministries locally and globally. We want to change the narrative that in Africa, we only receive. We have been redeemed. And now, we were born selfish, we are born again, generous. We are changing the narrative by being generous. Gonna give. I can think of just this month, there's gonna be a conference to encourage pastors' wives because their husbands have been working hard in Europe with the challenges that Europe is facing. And it's been financially difficult for some of them in Europe. Quite tight for them. And really, they wanna be encouraged. And so there's an encouragement conference happening, and these pastors' wives who couldn't afford to go for the conference because they have to travel quite a bit and pay for the accommodation. Your generosity is sending pastors' wives in Europe to be encouraged to carry on with the ministry. Think about that. That's amazing. That's amazing. This is what the conference organizer said. She said, I have never ever dreamed of Africa supporting Europe. Narrative is changing. And you know what, my friends? Let's continue writing some more history through our miracle offering. That's what it's about, blessing others. We're going to bless others. But secondly, we want to reach people with the love of Jesus. I mean, through the miracle offering, we are going to go into schools through our shift program. We want to buy some more vans. Our trucks are coming, but the schools are many. We're going to have multiple mission teams going into schools, reaching our kids in communities. And another thing that we want to do this coming year, Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. We're going to do it here in Kampala and in other cities. I mean, it brings in the harvest. That's what we're going to do. Power FM, our radio station, is one of those that is reaching people here within Kampala. We want to strengthen Power FM because radio is still one of the most popular media tools in Uganda. And we want Power FM to be the number one radio station preaching the gospel that is pure. We're going to do that. That's what your miracle offering is going to do. That's what our miracle offering is going to do. But we are also going to expand. Our miracle offering always helps us to get into new places. In 2 weeks, Mukono is going to be birthed right there. It's going to be amazing. But next year, through our miracle offering this year, you know what's going to happen? Watoto Church Nakweru Gayaza is going to be planted. We already bought land through our miracle offering. We now want to put a location there. We have beautiful land in Mbarara, and they've been renting a place. We feel it's time for Mbarara to go onto their property. It's an amazing property. Next by the river, it's going to be Mbarara Riverside Campus. Oh my goodness. And we get to be a part of this. What an honor through our miracle offering. We also want to buy more strategic property, and we're really believing God for property up in Juba, South Sudan. It's expensive, but by the grace of God, we'll get a property there. That's what this miracle offering is about. You know, here's what Paul says in 2 Corinthians. He says, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for your obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And their prayers for you from their hearts will go out to you. Come on. And then he ends by saying, because of the surpassing grace God has given you, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. What an honor to be generous. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey!